China has shown off its biggest display of naval might, unveiling new warships and submarines to mark the 70th anniversary of its modern navy. China is building warships at an unprecedented rate for peacetime. But President Xi Jinping says other countries in Asia shouldn't be worried, and he's invited the navies of regional neighbours, including Australia, to Qingdao this week, where China correspondent Bill Birtles managed to get on board a Chinese warship.
In thick fog and rain off the coast of northeast China, one by one, the country's naval might is on display. More than 30 Chinese ships, including new destroyers, improved submarines, and the country's first aircraft carrier, sail past. Overhead, formations of Chinese fighter jets can be heard but not seen. Such is the thickness of the fog engulfing the parade. From a warship, President and Military Chairman Xi Jinping watches on. He's invited navies from across Asia to this week's celebrations for the 70th anniversary of Communist China's Navy. Australia's HMAS Melbourne is here, as are ships from old wartime enemy Japan, rising rival India, and two countries embroiled in South China Sea territorial disputes, Vietnam and the Philippines. A Chinese Navy spokesman, Zheng Ye, says the international nature of the fleet review shows it's not about China flexing its muscles.
More and more countries are recognizing China's military development. This in itself is a force for peace and stability. And more importantly, China is taking on more international responsibility.
But what's got China's neighbours on edge is the rapid speed at which the Navy is commissioning ships. By some estimates, the total number of Chinese naval vessels has now surpassed the US. Adam Nee is a Chinese military specialist at Macquarie University.
So over the last few decades, the PLA Navy has expanded dramatically in terms of the number of ships it has, in terms of the technology, the training. Certainly, I haven't seen anything like this in peacetime.
And the Navy is just one measure China takes to push its territorial claims. A massive coast guard and state-backed fishing crews known as the Maritime Militia also pressure rival claimants. While that gives China a huge numbers advantage close to home, Adam Nee thinks it could be decades before China could challenge US supremacy in the open seas.
But there's still a fair way behind. In terms of the naval forces, the Americans have been building their naval forces and using it for a long time. While the Chinese are relatively new players on the global stage.
All the signs suggest China does want to eventually challenge the US in the open seas. To the disappointment of some enthusiasts, China's newly built second aircraft carrier wasn't on display at Qingdao this week. And though it's yet to be launched, a third one is already being built in Shanghai.
That's China correspondent Bill Birtles.